How long did it take to pay off the trauma? How long did it take to pay off the trauma? The madness, the infrastructure, the madness, the ports, the parks, the castles, the churches, the universe. How long did it take to pay off the trauma? God. Save our souls. Save our future rotting in your mouths,
Who paid it back? Who burned it? How long did it burn?
breathe in the smoke? Who had to chase the smoke away? Who was the alarm? Who's still burning? Who's still burning?
Was it before or after the Palace of Westminster?
So much money, so much money,
so many cowards.
So much money, so much money,
so many cowards.
So many handshakes,
so many contracts.
Sacred Margaret's Church, a place of worship since 1614 in the House of Common Evil.
Where they get all the money? Where they get all the money?
Diamond Jubilee.
Where they get all the money?
1753 British Museum.
8 million items.
8 million objects.
They heard about the kingdoms of gold. About the books of mathematics, philosophy, and rituals. They heard about the rituals. They heard about the dances. They heard about the drums. They heard about the rhythms. They fashioned themselves like the Romans before them, thieves disguised as explorers.
Storm keeps raging.
Fields of the field.
Guilty.
Of the field.
horror, the whip of the sugar cane.
Did you pay off the tremble? Did you pay off the tremble?
Formulation. a mixture of how to be fair. Formulas, 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 formulas. Down to organic base material. Pasteurization. Everything being pasteurized. Pasteurizing us with this. I remember the Bible saying, yield not to temptation. Your hand out to surrender.
August 28th, 1833. August 1st, 1834, bounded to unpaid labor without citizenship, without name, without language, looked down in the galley. August 1st, 1834. Payout. Bailout. Payout. Bailout rich before crime. Rich during the crime and rich after. Just enough to build a city. A country. An infrastructure, a financial revolution, a stronger Christianity, a wider God, a period of enlightenment. Who built death like this? The Romans, the Dutch, the Portuguese, the French, the Spanish, and don't stop, won't stop. Who can't find any room for apologies? 1856, the opening of the National Portrait Gallery. Full of lies. Europeans' first encounter with a mirror and look how they see themselves. In the famous painting of Queen Victoria, she is presenting a Bible to a Moor in Windsor. The secret of England's greatness. How long did it take? How long did it take? How long did it take to pay off the trauma? You've been paying for it all your life. With just enough left over to buy a pint and a lie. A burning truth. Wrapped in the bosom of Mary then Peter. How long did it take to pay off the trauma? The madness. The infrastructure, the bands, the ports, the parks, the castles, the churches, the universities. God. Future.
Liverpool wins, Liverpool wins, Liverpool wins, Liverpool wins. Out of the dust. Liverpool wins, Liverpool wins, Liverpool wins. Out of the dust. Liverpool wins, and after the Romans, the great fire, the plague, the war, the enslaved, the bailout, the artifacts, Liverpool wins. In every port, every single port, that ever existed, every worker, every man, every woman, invested. Invested in the business of shipping bodies, humans, laborers, indentured servants. Every businessman and woman guilty. Guilty. Taxpayers of erasure, of relapse, erasure, amnesia, erasure, relapse. Taxpayers of erasure. Did you pay off the trauma? The horror, the whip from the sugar cane, the poison of the tobacco. Taxpayers. Erasure, relapse, erasure, amnesia. Did you pay off the trauma? Out of the dust. The sound. Curses left in the water, and you can feel it. The sound. So quiet you could almost hear the chaos of people gathering spells and curses in their head. The sound. The sound of us resisting. Resisting even in death haunting. Haunts the ship, the future, no one sleeps. Haunt. The sound. Reprogrammed without language, time, without agency, the sound. The sound of copper. The sound of copper forced the exercise, force fed, force dead, force bodies overboard. The sound, the sound. And some think it's magic the way the ship forces itself through the darkness. Wailing waves screaming us in the wrong direction, the sound. The sound under a sky you can't see, on top of water you can't feel. The sound of suffering, chains heavy, screaming, chanting. The sound. A billion curses left in the water. A billion curses left in the water. A billion curses left in the water. I recognize the spells, the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound. The sound of everything at once, the sound, the sound, the sound. I recognize these spells, I recognize these spells, the sound, the sound. Fifty days from Angola, the sound, the guns awaiting, massive guns aboard, waiting, 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 waiting. To separate you from your family, your language, away from everything you know, away, the sound, the sound. Yeah. truth. The truth. What am I doing here? I paid to be here, blood money out of cotton pants. Made myself a ship out of Andrew Jackson's. At any moment she'll be coming around. Coming around, coming around. At any moment, the queen will be coming around. Coming around the Tilbury docks. At any moment, she'll be coming around. She'll be coming around. At any moment, she'll be coming around. Black Boy Hill to tell me. At any moment, she'll be coming around. She'll be coming around to tell me how whiteness bridges the geographical. How it bridges continental boundaries with handshakes and IOUs. At any moment, she'll be coming around. At any moment, the queen she'll be coming around, coming. Wearing more jewelry to tell me about the fact of blackness. And how anti-blackness colonized the domains of truth. Every domain, every property of the queen. So when I say the truth will do you no good here, you'll understand the hostile environment of breathing, walking, talking, dreaming against the law. At any moment, they'll be coming around, they'll be coming around, they'll be coming around. The Tories, the liberals, the conservatives, at any moment, they'll be coming around. To deliver another blow, choking. To deliver another blow, choking. In the House of Commons, death and deeds. The House of Lord and Reptiles, 1780. St. Paul Cathedral. 1857. Victoria and Albert's Museum. 4.6 million objects that spanned a period of 5,000 years. 1858. Big Ben. ...1952, right on the hills of the Windrush generation. Who helped build the country. Who getting deported? Who's without citizenship? Whose memories are being erased? Who's not allowed to work? Whose door is immigration knocking on? 1669, the crown jewels. 1816, Tower Bridge. Where do they get the money? Where do they get the money? And who paid it back? And who burnt it? And how long did it burn? And who had to breathe in the smoke? Who had to chase the smoke away? Who was the alarm? Who got tossed in the fire? Who's burning? Who's still feeling the burn? Was it before or after? Was it before or after the Palace of Westminster? So much money. So many cowries, so many handshakes, so many contracts, so much money, so much money, so much cowries, so many handshakes, so many contracts. Where'd I get the money? Where'd I get the money? So much money, so much money, so many cowries, so many handshakes, so many contracts. Where'd I get the money? Where'd I get the money? St. Margaret's Church, a place of worship since 1614 for the House of Common Evils. 1753, the British Museum, 8 million stolen artifacts. They heard about the kingdoms of gold, the books, the mathematics, the philosophies. The libraries, they heard about the kingdoms of gold, the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold. Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money? So much money, so many characters, so many handshakes, so many contracts. Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money? Money, money, money. The storm keeps on raging. And they fashioned themselves like the Romans before them. Thieves disguised as explorers. Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money? Where'd they get the money?
Keeps on raging.
constantly injecting ourselves into the past. The gaze of history shapes it, crystallizes it, collapses it upon the linear timeline. How do we keep ourselves tethered to the narrative? When and where do the ancestors speak for themselves? Time.